Farewell, Malfoy. It looks like I finally have you to myself.
Expelliarmus! Silencio!
Don't even think about trying to pick that up. Oh, and don't bother running either. The servant bewitched the doors to prevent them from being locked. This is all sounding awfully familiar, isn't it, Draco? The only difference this time is that you're going to do exactly as I tell you, without me having to cast an unforgivable curse on you. What's that? Are you trying to say something? You can't... Oh, what a shame. The second charm I cast on you is one I picked up from Professor Flitwick, and it's particularly interesting. It's rendered you temporarily mute. Given how much you talked the last time we were in the bathroom, I thought I'd spare myself the agony of listening to you again. I'm much more content with silence. That's why I like the library so much. I spend an awful lot of time in there, and believe me when I tell you that I know a whole host of spells which I could use on you if I really had to. Far more excruciating and painful spells than the simple ones I've used so far. I'd much rather I didn't have to, though. It's much more fun for you to obey me. Obey me like the obedient little boy that you are. Good boy. Don't worry, I know you're mighty pure blood, and won't allow you to lower yourself, being pleasured by filthy mudblood again. Oh no, I have something very, very special planned for you, Malfoy. I've bought you a little muggle toy. Something of mine to play with today. It's called a vibrator, and they're a big seller in the muggle world. You put batteries in them. Remember those from muggle studies, right? And when you switch it on, it starts to vibrate on its own. Then you just slide it inside you. It feels, well, rather amazing, actually. Why wizards haven't come up with their own magical equivalent is quite beyond me. Unfortunately for you, technology like batteries don't really work at Hogwarts, which is a real shame. But even without the vibrating element, this will work well as a dildo. And guess what? It's going inside you. Now get on your knees and open wide, Draco. I want you to suck on this toy just before it goes inside you. Actually, I don't want you to. I expect you to. There you go. Let's just put it in your mouth and get it nice and wet. Don't try and resist. This isn't for my benefit. It's for yours. I'm not cruel. I know that if I tried to ram it inside you right now, it would hurt. A lot. So you'll get it nice and coated in your spit. The wetter, the better. Maybe just gag on it a little too, so you know what that sounds like. Goodness knows a girl will never gag on yours. Come on, Malfoy. I know you can do better than that. Really go for it. Wrap your tongue around it. Work the shaft. You might surprise yourself and learn a few tips to show Crabbe and Goyle back in the Slytherin common room. I think that's enough. Let me just take that out of your mouth and look at it. It's dripping wet. That's perfect. Now get up off the floor and bend over the sink. I'm going to put you in your place. Let me just hike up your robe. Here. Let me throw it all up the way and over your face. Not so fun when the shoe is on the other foot now, is it, Malfoy? Let me just yank your pants down. Let's put your legs a little wider. And just slip this inside you. It's almost as if you've done this before. How's that, Malfoy? That's just the very tip. Do you like that? I hope it's not too sore just yet. Because I want you to take it all. I know you can. I'll just slide it in and out slowly. For now, at least. And spread your cheeks a little with my fingers. I want you to feel as uncomfortable as you made me feel. I want you to feel the same shame that I did as you violated me. I'm not a cruel person, Draco. Really, I'm not. But I want you to remember this moment every single time. You're too sore to sit on the stools in class. I want you to feel the burning embarrassment when you have to lie to the professors about why you can't. There's no way you'd admit to being violated by a disgusting muggle-born like me, now would you? Oh, imagine what Daddy would say. Just imagine his face if you could see you right now, spread over a sink with a big dildo halfway up your arse. Oh, I wish I borrowed Colin's camera so I could have sent him a few pictures. I definitely think he would have disowned you for that, don't you? Oh my, your crook is rock hard. Harder than you managed to get it last time. I can see it quivering as I slide this in and out of you. Are you actually enjoying this? Wow, and you had the nerve to call me filthy. Okay, I think that's quite enough of that. Won't you lie down on the floor? With your legs spread wide in the air. Keep the dildo in though. I don't dare push it out. Or just use a charm to keep it in there. Start playing with your dick now, Draco. Don't bother with slow strokes. Straight into the fast, furious ones. We both know you don't last very long anyway. I bet you thought our last encounter would break me, didn't you? That I'd become a shell of a person I used to be. Maybe then that I'd recoil when I saw you, flooded with memories of what had happened. Well, it didn't. Not even close. It made me stronger. It made me realize just how slimy and disgusting you are deep down. How weak and pathetic you have to use unforgivable curses and rape somebody to make yourself feel bigger. But now I'm the one in control. And you know what? From up here, you're the one that looks pretty small. I want you to come now, Draco. And for your final punishment, you're going to smile and enjoy it as you come all over your face. Don't look so horrified. It's a privilege, remember? And stop stroking till you come, or I'll just spell to finish you off, and I'm sure you will hurt a lot more than your hand will. Slide close to that wall and push your legs higher in the air. Good boy. I want you to position yourself so your cock is pointed right at your face. Open your mouth like a filthy little boy that you are and stick your tongue out. I want you to catch every single drop. After all, you're a pure blood. We wouldn't want any of your precious cast off to go waste now, would we? As soon as you stop to come, I want you to stop stroking and move your hand off your dick. You deserve the pleasure of a good orgasm, of a good climax. I want it totally ruined. Come for me, Draco. Feel your ass clutch around the dildo and enhance the pleasure to all. I want you to come harder than you ever come before and totally cover your face. Come for me, I don't care if it goes everywhere in your hair or your eyes, or even if it dribbles and make a mess on your robe. It's a badge of honour, remember? Look at you, covered in all your cum. The Silencio spell will wear off soon enough. Until then, just lock yourself in a stall and think about your life and the terrible choices you made end up in that situation. Oh, and you can keep that dildo. And the next time you think about raping a girl and making yourself feel better, use it to go fuck yourself instead.